I'm with Sylvia here in central Brittany. Hello, Sylvia.
Hello, Susan.
Can you tell us where you're from?
Yes, I'm from Germany, near Frankfurt.
And what are you doing here in central Brittany?
Oh, I live my dream, I would say. last year we bought a house here. At the moment it's only, for the holidays. And our plan is to live here in, 4 years, I hope.
So you're working at the moment, are you?
Yes.
Full-time in Germany?
Yes, right.
And what do you do?
I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher for English and Spanish.
So you're hoping to retire in 4 years?
Yes, right.
And then when you've retired, what would you like to happen?
Oh, my God. First thing is, of course, I would like to come here and stay here so that I don't have to go home after several weeks and live my life here. And then I hope to have more time for my second job or my biggest hobby, because I do embroidery and make bags and things like that.
What do you make your bags from?
Mostly I use felt, but I also use leather, and then I make embroidery on it. I have lots of motifs, and people can also give me, for example, a picture they have, and I make an embroidery from it. So I can do whatever people want to have.
How long have you been doing this?
4 years, 5 years now, I think.
So did it start as a hobby?
Yes, it started more than 5 years ago as a hobby, but about 5 years ago I started a little business from it.
And how do you run your business?
Mostly I go to small markets around the place where I live, of course, and then people come and see the things and buy them there, and after the markets they can call me and say, well, I'd like to have another bag for a friend of mine, for example. And I have a little site on the internet too, where I present my things, so you can write me if you see something you'd like to have.
And what's the name of this site?
It's MissPennyMoney.de.
Are you anything to do with James Bond?
I love James Bond. And I always thought that if one day I have a business or I do something on the internet, I'm not Miss Money Penny, but I will be Miss Penny Money. I don't know why. The idea was always on my head.
Is it mainly handbags you make?
Yes, mainly hand purses. And if you need something for a laptop or for your mobile phone, all these things. I also do things for children, babies. And, well, you should have a look on the site because there's so many things. I have a lot of ideas and I always try to find something new.
So this is something you want to do when you've retired more of, is it?
Yes, absolutely. That's why we bought a house that has enough space for a big Miss Penny Money room where I can put all my machines and all my material and run the business from here, yes.
Tell me a bit more about how you came to be in Brittany.
Well, I always loved France because I studied not only English and Spanish, also French. And I loved France and I did a lot of holidays in France and all over France. But my husband, his family comes from Brittany a bit long time ago, so there's nobody living here now. We always had the idea, one day we go to Brittany and do a little tour. And 2 years ago, there was this hot summer, and Brittany was rather nice temperatures there. So we decided that's the year to go here. Well, we came here, and after 2-3 weeks, we said, why couldn't we stay here forever? So this idea was born, and when we went home again, I started looking for a house. And 6 months later, I found it. And now we are here.
So did you find it on the internet?
Yes, I found it on the internet. I saw the photos and I knew this could be our house. It was after Christmas. And so on a Saturday evening, I said to my husband, well, you know what I do? Tomorrow morning, I go to Brittany and have a look at the house.
Just like that?
Just like that. My husband said, really? I said, yes. I'm going to pack some things and tomorrow morning I start. I said, okay, I know my wife, so go and have fun. And so I came here, I had a look at the house, and 2 days later I sent all the photos to my husband and I said, I found it. You can be sure that's our house. You saw the photos, so well, if you say everything's fine, then we are going to buy it. He didn't even see it before we bought it.
He trusted you.
Yeah, he trusted me. When he finally came and saw it the first time, he said, yes, you were right. It's perfect for us. We wanted something quiet with a lot of greenery around. And so here in central Brittany, it's perfect, just perfect for us.
That's lovely. I haven't come across many German people who come to Brittany and buy a holiday home. I'm used to lots of British people who do that here.
Yeah, I mean, of course, for British people, it's not far away.
It's quite a long way for you to come, isn't it?
Yes, because we have, it's about 1,100 kilometres. So we need 12 hours normally, 11, 12 hours. That's quite far. And I think that's because there are not too many Germans who buy a house here.
It's a long way.
It's a long way, yes. Mm. But Germans like Brittany, they do. But of course, I mean, the long way, and most people say, oh, it's bad weather here. Well, it depends on what you expect. I mean, if you only have 2 or 3 weeks in summer, you want to have sun and be safe talking about the weather, then perhaps Brittany is not the best choice. I mean, last year we had a perfect summer here with several weeks of sunshine and warm temperatures. This year it's not that good, but I mean, we like that. But perhaps that's why I don't find too many German people here. And we had help. There was a woman, Edwina, and she is French, but she lived and studied in Germany. And she made a business here to help Germans who want to have a house in Brittany. And I found her on the internet too, and I called her when I had found the house, and perhaps you could help us. And she said, yes, of course, she came. And she did everything for us. So that was really, really a big help. My French is good, and I could have done it on French, but buying a house and knowing all the laws and the details, I said, if you are not here and if you have to do everything from far away, that's not too easy. So I was glad she helped us.
And have you met your neighbours?
Yes, I've got lovely neighbours, really. There's only one house near us, because we wanted to have something a bit outside, and two houses, ours and the neighbors, and she's lovely. It's a lady with her daughter, and the daughter and her husband and two children. They live there, and she helped us a lot. When we had a question, there was something, or we needed someone to fix something in the house, and I can always ask her, and she knows everybody, because she was born here, and that's very good to have someone nearby.
That's good. Yeah. Tell me about the name of your house.
Oh, yes, that's a lovely name. It's Le Petit Château. I love the name, and I said, now we have a château. It's a normal house. It's a very lovely house. It's a typical Brittany house with stones, and it's really beautiful, but it's not a château, no. It's just a normal house.
But you have your own little chateau.
Yes.
Petit chateau.
Petit chateau. We have our little chateau.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I hope you continue to enjoy your petit chateau in Brittany.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm sure we will.
Thank you.